我要说，愿平安在你中间。因耶和华我们神的神殿的缘故，我要为你求福。
The scripture reading is taken from Psalm 122. Let me read it again. Rejoice with those who said to me, Let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet are standing in your gates, Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built like a city that is closed, compacted together. That is where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord according to the statute given to Israel. There stand the thrones of for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. For the sake of my family and friends, I will say, Peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek your prosperity. 感谢主，我们请小朋友可以到那个主日学。Children are excused to the Sunday school, and we'll give the following time to pastor.
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
刚过去是劳动节啊。
We have just celebrated the Labor Day.
但是在美国你还是要劳动的。
But you still need to work.
不在美国没有放假。
Because this is not really holiday in the United States.
Yeah. 好但是最近这个透过这几天的这个。上一个周末
But there's something that occurred in the last weekend.
在中国呢，相对比较平静了几天。
It's been pretty quiet in China.
但是因为假期已过，今天已经是中国的礼拜一，但他们现在还在这个凌晨。
Now it's actually the very early morning in China for Monday.
可能再过几个小时又有很多的新闻要出来了。
I anticipate there will be a lot of news coming out just in a few hours.
就是特别的这个浙江的拆教堂的事情，拆十字架的事情。
It's particularly about demolition of churches in Zhejiang province.
越拆越厉害，越离谱。
The more churches are demolished, the situation got even worse.
在上个礼拜天
Just last Sunday.
就是美国时间的礼拜天的黄昏
It's about the dawn of Sunday in American time.
在温州有一个教堂花了3500万的人民币就是大概接近900万美元的这样的一个教堂
A church in Zhejiang
错了这个是接近600万美元的
A church in Zhejiang which was built at a cost of a little over $6 million was demolished last weekend
但是现在呢变成了废墟
It really demolished
我昨天晚上还收到这个最新的从那个废墟里面传过来的照片。
I've received some new photos from that building, that torn down building.
就看着那些照片的时候，你会很难受。
My heart is broken as I was seeing those photos.
我想请大家来看幻灯，来看看一系列最近的这个拆教堂的、拆十字架的事情。
I prepare a brief slideshow.Just to kind of show you the whole demolished event incidents in China.
可以下去。还没动。
他这可能想放。
可以换全屏。
They can play it in full screen, so hopefully you can just see this way from snapshot.
这个教堂就是刚刚被拆掉的。这也是弟兄姊妹在那个。看看这个经过的道路的地方都非常非常多的这个警察。
So that's the picture of the church before it was demolished.
大家看看拆的当天的。
Then this is showing the whole process of demolish.
最后爆炸那个爆破掉。
The
现在是那样的一堆的废墟。
Now it's the rock and gravels you can see after the whole building was exploded.
好像是最后一张对不对？我不隐瞒告诉大家，我在过去一个礼拜，我看着图片，眼泪不停的流。我现在看东西都是两个。
So for the I just want to share with you over the week. Every time I cry when I was seeing all these photos.So that results in some my eye problem now.
我们知道，全世界很多的英国的、美国很多的媒体都报道。
It's been covered broadly by British and U.S. medias.
我今天想要特别分享，我们作为中国人。
Today I want to focus my sharing on as Chinese.
我们在异国他乡。
Living in another country.
我们看到自己的国家、自己的祖国或者说是你祖辈所居住的地方。
As we seeing that our motherland, or at least a place where your ancestor lived.
我们在看到遭受这样严重的可怕的逼迫。
So suffering from such persecution.
在刚刚过去的这个世界新闻自由日中国被排在世界183位。
There's just a report coming out about the news freedom, and China is ranked 186 in that list.
我有个朋友给我回复说，世界上有那么多国家吗？
Some people sort of respond my email by saying, are there that many countries in the world?
所以我们已经快到排到垫底了。
So we're almost at the end of that list.
我们要透过这一篇的诗篇来思考。
Today I want to ask you to think, meditate with me together by studying this psalm.
我们不仅仅只是一种感受。
It's not only we particularly focusing on the feeling.
我们需要有观点。
We need to come out with some viewpoint.
我们需要有盼望。
We need to have a hope.
我们需要有行动。
We need to have actions.
就即使我们今天在美国生活，我们仍然知道我们可以参与。
Even though we are living in the United States, we need to find out the way we can participate.
所以我们在读的这个诗篇呢，是叫上行之诗。
So this is a psalm. It's called a song of ascent.
那这个上行之诗的意思呢，有两种可能，一种是以色列人当他们从外邦从这个巴比伦回归的时候。
There are two possible interpretations about this. The first is that when the exiled Jew were returning to Jerusalem from Babylon.
所以他们在路上走的时候，他们唱的歌叫上行之诗。
During their journey, they were singing out this psalm, so it was called the Song of Ascent.
而这首诗如果按照这个背景呢，这首诗就是他们已经看到这个耶路撒冷，走到看到耶路撒冷。
So you can picture that in your mind that is they're approaching to Jerusalem, they can see it from their eyes.
所以人家指着他说，我们看，我们去耶和华的殿。
So people are saying, behold, we are going to the house of the Lord.
他的心里面充满那种喜乐。
So their hearts are filled of joy.
那第二种可能呢，就是因为这个 这个歌可能是在这个上圣殿进入圣殿时候唱的歌。
The second interpretation is about they're getting very close to the house of the temple, the house of God.
那因为这个圣殿前面有十五个台阶。
Because there are stairways before you get into the house of Lord, there are 15 steps.
所以呢，这个上行之诗总共十五篇。
So there are a total of 15 song of ascent.
但更多的是从以色列人回归的角度来看。
More likely it's from the first interpretation where Israel, Jews are returning to Jerusalem.
但这些诗歌被编排在大卫的名下。
All of these psalms are compiled under the name of David.
他不是说是大卫自己写的时候表达了这个情景。
It doesn't mean that David wrote all of these psalms.
大卫的时代还没有圣殿。
In the era of David, there was no temple.
但是呢，大卫有对圣殿的那种向往。
But David has really have imagined.This holy temple.
在大卫的心中，在他的一生中，他的心里面最大的渴望啊，就是建造圣殿，然后自己能够住在里面。
Deeply in his heart, for his whole life, he has dreamed or hoped for the building of this holy temple and be able to dwell in it.
那在诗篇的二十七篇里面，他怎么说呢
？In Psalm 27, he said this, David.
他说：“我一生有一件事情是我一生一世要寻求的。”
There's only one thing I'm going to seek over my all of the days of my life.
就是我自己的心愿，就是住在耶和华的殿。
So I can dwell in the house of the Lord.
我可以去祷告，可以去仰望，可以去思想。
So I can gaze upon him, I can meditate, and I can pray.
所以对大卫而言，
For David,
能够到这个殿，那是一种充满欢喜的一种情形。
Being arriving in the house of the Lord, it's such excitement.
所以呢，他在诗歌里面表达了对这个圣殿的渴望。
So he expressed his desire for the house for the God house.
虽然还没有圣殿
，even was not built.
但是他的心里面好像已经看到了这个圣殿。
In his heart, he's seeing that holy temple.
大卫预备所有的材料。
David has prepared all of the materials.
就是为了要建造圣殿。
In order to build the house of God.
但上帝说，你不要建圣殿，我要你的儿子建圣殿。
But Lord told him, I don't need you, but your son to do this.
因为大卫的手啊，大卫战争，大卫还有大卫自己谋杀过很多人。
Because David participated so many wars, and then he even murdered so many people.
所以呢，上帝说你的手太不干净。
So the God told him that your hands are full of blood.
要让你的儿子来建造圣殿。
So your son is anointed to do this.
所罗门的意思就是平安的意思。
Solomon in Hebrew means peace.
所以的犹太人的见面是说什么？说 Shalom。
So when Jews see each other, they will say Shalom.
所以 morning 或者是 Shalom 那个就是所罗门那个字的来源。
So that's the root of the word Solomon.
那所以对这样对大卫来讲，他就更加渴望这个圣殿。
So for David, he's really long for the house, the God's house.
所以他说最有福的事情是什么？是能够一生一世住在神的殿里面。
So he said the most blessed.Is to dwell in the house of God.
而在圣经里面有另外一些人啊，就是可拉的后裔。
Then in the scripture, it mentioned about the descendants of Korah.
那他们因为被驱逐啊，他们因为他的祖宗犯罪，所以被驱逐。
They were exiled because the crime committed by their ancestor.
所以呢，他在诗篇的在八十四篇的第四节说什么呢
？So in Psalm 84, verse 4,
他们说在上帝的殿中住一日。
So if you live one day in the house of God,
那胜过在别处住千日。
It's better than living in other places for 1,000 days.
意思是你在这个教会的板凳上睡一天。超过在别的地方住一年。
So it's just another metaphor is if you sleeping on the bench here for a day is better than, you know, you stay in other places for many for a year. Yeah.
对，然后那个啊，知道在温州那个政府几次要来拆教堂？
In Wenzhou, it was noted that the local government made several attempts to demolish it.
很多的这个信徒呢，就住在这个 building 里面，这个建筑里面。
So many Christians went to that church building and stayed inside.
我看到那些老年的，甚至有一个残疾的弟兄在住在里面五天五夜，就在地上，在板凳上。
Yeah, there are even many senior brothers and sisters, including those with disability. They just went to the church building and stayed there for 5 days.
他们很感人，但他们的墙壁上写着什么？在神的殿里住一日，那胜过在别处住千日。
I was so touched because they even wrote that Bible verse on the wall by saying, you know, staying in God's house for a day is better than staying in any other place for 1,000 days.
很悲伤的事情是他们变成了最后一批有机会在这个教堂住过的人。
Unfortunately, they are among the last group of people who were able to stay in the church building.
所以这个圣殿对基督徒来讲是一个很向往的地方。
So the house of God is really a symbol for Christians.
所以这个人对我说，我们往耶和华的殿去，我就欢喜。
So here it says that I rejoice as people are saying, let's go to the house of God.
所有上帝的子民。
For all of the children of God.
所有真正的基督徒。
All the real Christians.
他都是喜欢去敬拜上帝。
They enjoy worshiping our God.
但是今天呢，这个情况，那在美国就不是这样。
Nowadays, things are somehow different now.
有的时候我们真是不知道珍惜机会。
Sometimes we do not cherish the opportunity we have.
在中国的基督徒千方百计要找个地方聚会都没有。
In China, many Christians had such difficult time to even find a place to gather to worship.
到了一个地方就不是被人封被人拆就是被人追被人赶。
They really chased after by police and other people.And they cannot find a stable place to worship.
但今天美国的教堂在很多很多的教堂人都是很空的。
But today, if you look at church buildings in the United States, there are many kind of empty.
美国自称自己是基督徒的大概超过75%.
It was reported that over 75% of Americans are Christian.
说自己是有过向上帝祷告的大概49%。
Some people reported that they have they can consistent practice their daily prayer. The 49% of Christians reported that.
真正一礼拜天去教会敬拜的不到25%。
But then another data suggests less than 25% of Christians go to.Church regularly on Lord's Day.
我们知道以前呢，欧洲也好，早期美国也好，礼拜天的时候，街上都是静悄悄的。
We know many years back it was a quite phenomenon on Lord's Day that all the streets were empty.
所有商店都关门。
And all the shops were closed.
现在刚好相反。
Now it's just the opposite way.
很多基督徒礼拜天不能够来聚会是为什么呢？因为他在餐馆工作，餐馆礼拜天很忙。
Because many Christians probably cannot come to church because they have to work in the restaurant, which is usually busiest time on Sunday.
所以这个 party 取代了这个敬拜。
So going to party has replaced going to church for worship.
诗篇的作者说，我的心欢喜到神的殿。
So the author of this psalm saying that my heart is really rejoiced as I go to the house of God.
那而呢，这个作者呢就去看到了这个耶路撒冷，说耶路撒冷啊，我们的脚站在你的门内，已经进入到了的那个圣殿里面。
And then the psalmist also said that our feet are standing in your gates, O Jerusalem.
然后他开始呢就描述啊这个圣殿。
Then he started to portray the house of God.
这个呢是大卫写没有矛盾，因为他 在脑袋里面已经有一套设计了、他已经好像自己走到那个门里面一样。
It's not contradictory. Even when I talked about David, at David's time, there was not a real house of God, but he has that image in his mind.
他说这个耶路撒冷被建立是怎么样呢？成为一座整齐的一座城。
He said Jerusalem is built like our city that is closely compacted together.
是一个整体性的。
So it's something in entirety.
而这个以色列人呢是常规的不中断的来在那里敬拜。
So the Jews come to worship as really the statue given to them.
而且在这个里面呢，它有什么？有大卫的宝座在那里。
Within that, actually, the thrones of God, of house of David.
意思就是弥赛亚的盼望。
Means their hope for Messiah.
所以在这个圣城的建造是一个整体。
So the whole building of this house,It's really in wholeness.
以色列人在里面呢，在里面 是一个常规性的、不间断的，在那里不停的敬拜神。
So Israeli went to there to worship Lord all of the day and at night.
那我们看到呢，但是在那里呢是什么呢？在那里有大卫家的宝座。
Also, we can see that they are the thrones of House of David.
就是有上帝的应许。
Actually, the promise from the God.
上帝要赐给我们救恩的盼望。
Actually, the hope given by the Lord.
和有弥赛亚的神的弥赛亚在里面。
Actually, Messiah is part of it.
这里面我们知道，在新约里面的这一个圣殿不是建筑物，就是教会。
In New Testament time, the house of God is not a building anymore, but it's the things in your hearts.
就是基督徒组成的圣殿。
Actually, it's a house formed by all the Christians.
所以不再是一个建筑物的概念。
It's not physically a building.
就是所有的上帝的子民，就是圣徒在一起，就是圣殿。
All the saints are formed as a holy temple.
所以在这里告诉我们，上帝的教会被建造成一个整体。
So here we were told that the house of God is built as was built in entirety.
就是说不同的支派，但是在上帝的里面是合一的。
Many tribes, but they were built together in unity by God.
今天教会从某种广义上来讲也是十二支派。
In a broader sense, that today's churches are all twelve, tribes.
因为上帝选择耶稣选择了十二个使徒。
Because Jesus has chosen 12 disciples.
就是新以色列。
They are new Israel.
所以呢，从某种角度来讲呢，教会的发展都是这十二个使徒的这个后裔。
So in other words, that the development of churches are really the descendants of the 12 disciples.
就好像保罗说，我用福音生了你们。
Just like what Paul said, that you were born with the gospel.
那我们为什么会是一个整体呢
？Why we are in unity？
因为共同连接在弥赛亚里面。
Because we are united or connected with Messiah。
所以教会的合一是因为我们都在基督里面敬拜上帝。
Because the unity of churches, is that we worship Lord together in the church.
所以我们知道，在全球有很多不同的地区的教会，但我们知道我们是合一的。
We know there are so many churches in different regions of the world, but we are in unity.
但是无论是一个建筑还是教会在世上是有很大的挑战和危险。
No matter we're talking about a physical building or a church with, formed with Christians, sometimes it comes to a dangerous time.
所以他说你要为耶路撒冷求平安。
So here the psalmist continued to say,You need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
为什么要为耶路撒冷求平安呢
？Why pray for the peace of Jerusalem？
我们可以用外忧内忧外患来形容。
We have to talk about the internal trouble and the external problems.
从外患的角度呢，这个耶路撒冷啊，那个地方的旁边都是的他的这种仇人。
From the external threats or troubles, there are so many enemies surrounding them.
以色列人祷告的时候求上帝视为安营，为什么呢？一个口还不行，因为全部都是敌人。
So the Israeli usually put in their prayer saying, Lord, you protect each every entrance.
而呢，这个这一些人呢，常常会来攻击这个耶路撒冷。
And these people often try to attack Jerusalem.
所以需要为耶路撒冷求平安。
So they pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
那么第二个呢，很重要的是这十二支派的这些人。
Secondly, people from the 12 tribes.
他们可能会有纷争。
They usually have some internal dispute.
他们里面可能又会有罪恶。
There are crimes committed.
所以需要为耶路撒冷的这些人那能够和平相处。
So for the peace of Israel in the Jerusalem, they need to pray.
是耶路撒冷的内部，那是一个坚固的，是一个合一的这样的结构。
So then you see the unity within Jerusalem.
所以我们知道，在今天的世界上的教会。
Today, in today's world, for many churches,
有很多的地区面临着外面的这种敌人的逼迫。
In many regions of the world, the churches are under persecution.
在有一些地方呢，是面临着教会内部分裂的问题。
But in other places, that the problem churches are facing are from inside.
所以我们要为教会求平安。
So we have to pray for the peace of churches.
大家听过一首歌叫我爱我主教会。
I don't know if you remember him.
是教会教会根基。Sorry, 教会。
The foundation of churches.
Yeah, 那里面有一段歌词，每一次唱都让人很感动。
There are verses in that song really touch my heart every time I sing it.
说这个逼迫，有的时候会有这个凶险和逼迫。
Sometimes you will run into dangers and persecution.
有的时候有异端来撕裂这个教会的身体。
Or the body of church are torn by all the cuts.
那所以那一个歌呢就说什么？说我们教会的根基就是要耶稣基督作为我们教会的根基。
So that song, that hymn, said at the end that the Jesus Christ is the foundation of church.
那个我爱教会的那个歌说什么呢？是爱他，我常流泪。
There's another hymn about I love churches, and it says I often cry just because of my love for the churches.
我们要为耶路撒冷求平安。
We pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
所以这个圣经里面告诉我们什么呢？说你同伴在遭难 的日子。
So the scripture also reminds us that one, your brothers and friends are under persecution.
因为第八节说为弟兄和同伴的缘故。圣经说你同伴或者兄弟在遭难的时候。
Because the verse 8 mentioned about your brothers and friends, in the scripture it was reminded that one, your brothers and sisters are in trouble.
你不能够瞪眼看着。
You can't look upon to them.
你不能无动于衷。
You can't feel disinterest in it.
你不能袖手旁观。
You can't just standing by without
being an action. 更加不能够幸灾乐祸。
You can't even boast on whatever you're doing without with ignoring it.
你不能够因此欢乐。
Saying you can't rejoice because of it.
而且你不能够因此定罪。定罪。
Okay, you can't even judge that. Just
因为圣经说他们遭难的日子，你不当说狂傲的话。
It's saying you can't boast anything in the days of their trouble.
就好像今天很多人会说，这教会为什么这个教堂为什么被拆呢？因为这些人教会那些人犯罪。
Just like someone saying, well, the church building was demolished for the reason that some brothers and sisters.committed a sin.
我告诉你，按照这个标准，可能全世界的教堂都得被拆掉。
If we really follow such a rule, all of the church buildings in the world will be torn down.
每一个教会都有不同的罪。
Because there are different sins committed in different churches.
我们不被拆是因为怜悯。
We are church building still good. That's because God's mercy.
不是因为你比较有义。
Not just because we have more righteousness.
所以不能够去定罪。
So we can't judge others.
而为什么要为这个平安的缘故来祷告呢？
Why we have to pray for the peace of Jerusalem?
因为教会被设立是要成为万民蒙恩的器皿。
Because the establishment of church is to become a vessel of salvation for all the nations.
教会要成为上帝与人中间的桥梁。
It need to be a bridge before God and people.
教会是要啊使人啊使让上帝和人能够在啊在这个聚集里面相遇。
Church is a place where we can meet God.
教会是这个社会里面啊最重要的一个啊一个中国喜欢说正能量，但基督徒不要说这个词啊，这是练气功的他们喜欢用的词。那就是说是一个很正面的很重要的力量。
So it's a church need to be a positive force.
所以教会的平安很重要。
So having peace within church is critically important.
最近在拆教堂的时候，有一个非基督徒的学者写了一篇文章，非常的有意思。
For the recent incident on the church building demolishing, a scholar wrote such.
他说这个中国的社会这么多的矛盾。
He said that just there are so many problems in Chinese society.
这么多的仇恨。
There's a lot of hatred among people. It's between the officials and ordinary people.
老板与员工之间。
Boss and employee.
当然还有城贩跟城管跟小贩之间。
Or the those vendors with the 城管the street police.
然后呢还有很多这个不是同事之间
，or even between the coworkers，
包括现在老师学生之间关系也很紧张。
Even the relationship between the teachers and students，
这个中国这个社会最温和的群体之一就是基督徒。
Actually, the most you know the people with the most mild heart are really the group of Christians。
你把人家教堂拆掉。把十字架拆掉，他没有去什么搞这个人肉炸弹去把这个大楼政府大楼给炸掉。
When the church building were demolished, when the cross was removed, no Christian take that reaction by carrying a bomb.
稍微了解一点基督教的人都知道，基督徒是不怕死的。
For people really know the Christian faith, they should understand the Christians are not there.
你说你怕死，但是我要告诉你是很多不怕死的。
The many Christians actually are really dare not to die.
基督徒是世界上殉道者最多的一个宗教。
Christian is the really a faith where so many martyrs dedicate their lives.
为什么基督徒不复仇
？But why Christians do not choose revenge?
人家把你的教堂拆掉。在那里流泪了，为他们祷告，说他们这样做，他们不知道，求上帝不要审判他们，神不要咒诅他们，而要什么宽恕他们。
It's really somehow odd to think that these Christians still pray for those government when the government trying to demolish their churches.
在今天中国的社会里面，你能找到哪一个这样的群体？
In today's Chinese society, you can't find even another social organizations like this.
就是这一群最爱和平的人。
So these Christians are really peace lover.
就是这些最最温和的人。
They are really very mild temper.
就是这些中国社会和平制造最重要的力量。
So they are really the most important force for peacemaker in the society.
却遭到政府如此的压迫和羞辱。
But they are persecuted and humiliated by the Chinese government.
我们知道中国社会不知道要往哪里去，不知道要怎么改革。
I don't know where China is going as a society.
但是很多非基督徒现在都在说，基督教肯定要成为很重要的力量。
But many non-Christian scholars suggest that Christian faith should be a very important positive force.
在中国有两个群体是最大的。
There are very two large groups of people in China.
一是党员，二是基督徒。
The first is the Communist Party, then the second is a Christian.
这个国家已经被八千来万的党员已经搞得乱七八糟。
So this country is really in disorder by the behavioral acts of 1800s Communist Party members.
今天八千来万的中国基督徒很可能会把它重新建造起来。
But today, You know, in contrast, today, Christians also close to 80 million may make a difference in this country.
不过最近的报告说，中国基督徒已经超过1亿。
Well, there's also a recent report suggesting that actually there are more than 100 million Chinese Christians.
大家知道人多容易什么？人多这个什么强势？
We often know that when you have a lot, you have a critical mass, then you could have unbelievable power to do things.
但是在基督徒的群体里面，你看到他们是温和的。
But in Christians, among Christians, congregation.They all are humble and mild.
基督教是这世界上最大的一个 宗派宗教，从这个组织的角度来讲。
From a point of view of organization, Christianity is the largest organization in the world.
有接近25亿人是基督徒。
There are about 2.5 billion Christians globally.
而这些基督徒在承受这个世界的灾难，在制造这个世界的。的很多美这个慈善的事业。
But Christians are doing their best to bury the burden of this world and then to give their efforts in charity.
所以我们要为教会来求平安。
So we have to pray for the peace of churches.
因为这个上帝的殿是神赐福的器皿。
Because the house of God is a blessed vessel by God.
所以我们的祷告有很多的原因。
So we have so many reasons to pray.
一是为这些受苦的弟兄姊妹来祷告。
First, we pray for this, for those brothers and sisters under persecution.
我们要为教会作为上帝的一个赐福的器皿来祷告。
We need to pray for the church, which is a blessed vessel by God.
教会要作为一个世界的灯台，一个见证，来成为这个世界的祝福来祷告。
And church need to be a lampstand that be a witness in the world. We need to pray for that too.
所以在这篇诗篇的作者在仰望耶路撒冷的时候，就呼召我们说：“你们要为耶路撒冷求平安。”
So the psalmist was trying to suggest as he was imagining Jerusalem, and he said, "Pray for the peace of Jerusalem."
但上帝应许。爱耶路撒冷的人必然兴旺。
Lord has promised that people love Jerusalem will be having prosperity.
圣经里面说，你先求上帝的国、上帝的义，所有的神都要加给你。
The scripture reminded us that you will have abundant of blessing if you seek His justice and His righteousness.
圣经里面还有一个非常例外的例子。
There's another exceptional case in described.
上帝说：“你们可以试一试，我看。”
Lord, God said, "You can tempt me. Test me. Yeah."
他说什么？说你们先把十分之一奉献给教会。
If you give a tenth of what you have to
church, 看我会不会让你们变穷掉。
See if I will make you a poor or richer.
看我是不是会赐福给你们。
See if I will offer my abundance of blessing.
所以当你爱教会的时候
，So when you give love to church,
当你能够来先来为神的教会来祷告的时候
，When you pray first, for the church of God,
这是一个蒙福的生命。
This is a blessed life.
我要在很有限的时间里面，我要跟大家分享说，我们要为中国迫切的祷告。
The time is running out, but I have to emphasize.Pray for China.
我想今天漂流在外的中国人
For all Chinese who living overseas.
虽然出来了就不想回去了
Even many people came out and don't want to go, but don't want to return.
但是如果有一天中国自由了
But think about this. If someday really China has the true freedom.
我相信你很可能会为此哭泣
I think you'll be crying for it.
你很可能会回到你什么500年前的老家去看一看是什么样子。
You will really excited about this home return to a place.
我们可能没有犹太人那种情感。
Maybe we're not sharing the exactly feeling of Jew.
但是我们的那种漂泊感、那种乡愁还是在的。
But then this wanderingness that you know feeling exists similar to those.That of Jew.
但是对我们基督徒来讲
，For Christians，
我们知道大陆是现在世界华人的这个教会主要的发源地。
We must know that mainland China is really the birthplace for many Christian movement.
虽然比如说这个台湾有一点点例外。
Taiwan is an exceptional case.
因为它在很早以前就有这个荷兰的这个殖民时期就有这个福音带进来。
During its colony under Dutch, Christianity was actually brought to Taiwan.
但是49年以后有很多人逃到台湾去。
After 1949, many people moved to Taiwan.
今天台湾教会的这个情况是跟那一波人是很有联系的。
Today's the people who went to Taiwan in that historic moment become the backbone of today's Taiwanese Church.
台湾很出名的教会灵粮堂。
For instance, the very famous church as our
spiritual food,
the Church of Spiritual Food.
Bread of Life.
Bread of Life.
生命粮啊。
Yeah.
是生命是
灵粮。Yeah, the Bread of Life. Yeah.
但是。加州叫生命河，那个硅谷，那这就是这就是赵世光牧师，上海的赵世光牧师啊。
So it was established by a pastor from Shanghai, 世光赵。
他不一定是他每一个都是他建的，但是他跟他是有关系的。
I don't suggest that he built it each every church, but he, was.Closely related to the building of churches in Taiwan.
比方说，这个海外的这个华人这个学生团契的工作。
For overseas Chinese student fellowships.
早期都是跟这个赵军营牧师有关系的。
Pastor 军营赵 had made a lot of contributions to it.
就是那个中华归族的创始人。
Is the organization
Chinese for Christ?
Chinese for Christ.
所以我们知道世界华人的教会的格局，四九年是一个重要的分界线。
So historically, 1949 was an important time for the whole Chinese Christian movement.
你们知道，在中国没有六十来岁的这个很比较重要的或者比较出名一点的传道人都没有的。
There's not so many pastors age over 60s still survive.
为什么呢？就是那一代人根本没有处于一种完全没有自由的状态。
Because many pastors from that generation had no freedom.
我要给你简单几个点。
I'm going to share a few examples.
近一百年的教会的遭遇是什么？
The experience of Chinese church over the century.
1900年。
1900。
就叫庚子教难，就是1900年的教难。
It's the Boxer Movement.
所以在杀死了很多的这个宣教士，中国的牧师和基督徒。
Many foreign missionaries, Chinese pastors and Christians were killed.
清华毕业的人要特别小心。
People graduate from 清华 University.
因为之所以有清华，就是因为庚子教难。
Because Tsinghua was established because of the compensation related to Boxer movement.
杀了很多的人，后来中国要赔偿。
Because so many people were killed in that incident, so Chinese government had to give compensation.
赔给美国人的这笔钱，美国人就用来创办清华大学。
The money was paid to the United States as compensation.Were reused for building Tsinghua University.
清华毕业的不知道是因为牧师死了，你才有机会读清华。
So for people who studied at Tsinghua University, need to know, you know, the university was built under the circumstances many people dedicate their lives.
所以我们知道，在那一段的时间里面，中国的教难多得不得了。
So we know there are so many troubles, disasters occurred in that historical moment.
我有一次很偶然的一个机会，在一个旧书店里面找到八卷那个中国的教难的这个 document， 文档。
I occasionally run into a set of 8 volumes in a bookstore regarding church history。
八大册好几千页，仅仅是一个地方的。
So because that's whole eight volumes, it just mentioned about the disaster of church history in China for one place.
就是一个省份。
For one province.
所以你会看到到底有多少的这个卷，就是案卷，那是记录这个教难的，不知道。
So you can imagine there are so many more volumes that record that terrible time for the Chinese church.
而四九年以后，近半个世纪以来，中国更是教难不断。
After 1949, the problem continued.
在1953年。
In 1953,
这是一个解档不解密不久的一个秘密文件。
This is a form or just a unclassified document.
就这个文件呢，说要把中国的一个地方变成一个完全没有宗教的城市。
It talks about a project made by Chinese government for building a so-called non-religion zone.
就作为一个无宗教区的试验区。
So it's an experiment about non-religion zone.
后来他们挑来挑去挑哪呢？就挑温州。
So they have picked different places. Eventually they decide use 温州。
所以温州的逼迫是从1953年开始。
So the persecution really, it was initiated in 1953 in 温州。
别人都是到了文革才比较严重，温州是53年就开始大逼迫。
For many other places, the persecution did not get started until the Cultural Revolution.
一直到76年。
The persecution was continued until 1976.
我听了一些不多啊，但是因为很多长辈不愿意讲，我听了一些温州在这二十几年的故事，那真是感人的不得了。
I have heard many stories from seniors who lived through that terrible time, and was every time touched so much by the stories.
我就举两个例子好了。
Let me give you two examples.
一个例子呢是很多信徒礼拜天早上要步行四个小时找到一个山上秘密的地方聚会。
Many Christians, they have to get up very early in the morning and walk 4 hours to go to a mountain place so they can hide and worship there.
天没有亮就要走。
Even the dawn is not arrived.
因为不仅仅是因为那个聚会早上比较早，而是因为要不要被人看见。
There's not only they want to get up earlier,for the reason of getting for morning prayer, they just want to get up earlier to avoid
礼拜天聚会完了
attention.
又是走四个小时回家。
Then they have to walk another 4 hours to go back to home.
我们今天要开车需要四十分钟，就很少人愿意来了。
So if today you need to drive 40 minutes to a church, probably you won't go very often.
圣经一堆一堆像山一样被烧掉。
The really like a mountain of Bibles were burned.
那个基督徒怎么办呢？
So then how a Christian can read the Bible?
基督徒的圣经都是死记硬背，每一个人，比如说每一个人，比方约翰福音21章，对不对？就有21个人，然后呢，死记硬背，一直就把它给每一个人一章把它给死背下来。
So the way they keep scripture is they sign everyone to recite a chapter. For instance, for a book of John, then everyone is recite one chapter.
传道人要么被杀，要么坐牢。
Pastors or ministers were killed or put in prison.
那些信徒聚会根本没有人讲道。
So when people gather to worship, no one can preach.
那他们干什么呢？就背圣经。
So the only thing they can do is one after one reciting the scripture.
是这样度过了那么艰难的日子。
So they have spent, you know, all those couple of decades in this way.
我告诉大家，这一段历史目前在世界整个的这个学术范围里面还没有像样的论文发表。
So I noticed that there are not many scholar publications on this topic.
所以我们看到中国教会的这种灾难。
So we can see this really distress or, you know, misfortune for many Chinese churches.
1957年开始反右开始。
Then 1957, there was an important a movement called anti-rightist movement.
你们知道吗？那种残酷到什么地步？
You don't know what really terrible things happened at that time.
那个教会的牧师出卖自己的同工。
The pastor have to betray their co-workers to the government.
这个信徒呢要去什么？要去批斗啊，这个牧师。
The Christians that the brothers and sisters have to join the movement to criticize the pastor.
就这样子，比方说他们呢一个到操场里面。
They all come to this like a school field.
比如说我在这个教会，对不对？
Yeah, like you know, I'm a pastor in the church.
然后你们呢，一个个轮流上去呢，拿着话筒讲话，说我是怎么样，是资本主义怎么样啊，这个反革命怎么样，怎么样这样子。
Then every brother or sisters have to come to the podium and start to really backmouth me as a counter revolutionary.
很多批斗完了，当场就打死了。
Some people even
因为每一个打每一个脚踢当场就死。
Some pastor even were beaten to die after that event.
那十年文革更加不用说了。
Things got even worse for the Cultural Revolution.
我看过一份1957年的那个批斗的那种文件，他看的让人真是心如刀割。
So I really my heart was broken when I was reading a historical document about.The torture for pastors in 1957.
但是近三十年来又如何呢？
So what about this last three decades?
逼迫不断。
Persecutions continued.
北京有好多牧师现在还在坐牢。
Many pastors in Beijing are still in prison.
我们给世界的感觉好像很开明的样子。
So the image of the China to the world seemed to be more open.
我必须要说，美国福音派在这一点上是相当糊涂的。
I have to really being critical to evangelical in the United States.
因为呢，年年请三支来做那个圣经展览。
Because every year they invite three self church from China to do the exhibition.
甚至连 Billy Graham 都觉得这个中国好像环境还蛮好。
Even for Billy Graham, he thinks that the situation has been changed dramatically in China.
给人一个假象。
So it's really a false freedom.
我今天下午会去普渡大学去开一个会。
This afternoon, I'm going to take off to go to Purdue attending a conference.
你知道吗？这个会的人不是很多，但是呢已经有三个昨天凌晨我看昨天三个在北京已经被抓起来，不让他们出国。
There are three attendees from Beijing who trying to come to this conference in Purdue were arrested in airport.
这个是讨论中国关于宗教自由的问题。
The whole conference will focus on the religious freedom in China.
就是律师、学者、基督徒。
Many lawyers, scholars, and Christians.Are going to attend the meeting.
而且呢，是什么？是等你拿着登机牌准备进去的过关的时候把你带走。
For the three individuals I mentioned, they even got their boarding pass, but they were arrested after just at the time they were waiting for boarding.
我希望我们的海外的基督徒能够有骨肉同心有这个肢体相连的感受。
I really urge you to have this heart of compassion and feel that we are connected with them.
就是中国基督徒的受难，就好像我们参与的受难一样。
So the persecution they are put up with, we should be part of it.
而不是我们怎么，而不是说幸好我出来了。
You can't have the feeling saying, "Oh my goodness, I was lucky, I was out of that."
我不是随便的，我告诉大家，我最近一直在想，我要不要回去？就是现在就回国。
I'm telling you, really, I've been really troubled recently, thinking about should I go back to China?
我有个好朋友说，浙江省政府现在要抓20个人，我是在排在比较前面的人。
Yeah, well, a friend of mine told me that if Zhejiang provincial government want to arrest.List of 20 people, I'm among that list.
而且呢，他告诉我说，千万不能够在这个时候回来，你肯定坐牢的。
Then he kind of warned me to not go back, saying you will be put in prison if you come back now.
他没说，我还没有这么想回去呢。
So if he did not warn me, I may not go.
所以我想请大家为我祷告。
I ask your prayer.
如果 回国了，如果真的因此坐牢了，那是上帝的旨意，也没什么可说的。
If I decided eventually decide to go back this summer to China and they put me in prison, I still feel that's God's will.
其实现在在温州有好几十个人现在还在被拘留。
There are still like a couple of dozen pastors house arrested.
我们要接下来我们要圣餐的礼拜。
Now comes next, it's our Lord's table.
圣餐的礼拜就是表达我们跟全世界的基督徒是连以基督一个身体。
So when we partake the Holy Communion, it signifies that we are connected with all the Christians globally.
我们纪念基督的受苦。
In remembrance of Jesus Christ.
但是我们也纪念我们的同伴兄弟的受苦。
So we want to take this opportunity to remember the persecution of our Chinese brothers and sisters.
所以我希望我们今天的在大家领受圣餐的时候有一种特别的感受。
So I hope you have such a special feeling as we partake.
就好像我们
today's Holy Communion.
就好像我们的肢体的受苦，就好像在我们的生命中被撕裂一样。
Just like you know, as part of our body, they are suffering, we are suffering.
能够说我们能够在神的面前一同来纪念和担当。
So we can bear the burden in unity.